people in your street neighbourly? Do you share stuff around? Well, you might even be candidates for a movement that's changing the world one street at a time. That's the grand plan for the transition movement. The idea of transition streets, where neighbours get together and decide how to live more sustainably, began in the UK in 2002, and it's gaining traction here in Australia, where there are now transition streets and even towns in every state. Newcastle was the first. Annie Hastwell went along to see how this bottom-up movement for social change is getting on, 7 years after its founders first started knocking on their neighbours' doors. Round and round, up and down, through the streets of your town. Every day I make my way through the streets of your town.
It's basically a vegetable garden, but we decided to put in a few flowers just to brighten it up and give it a bit more colourful to like make it stand out more, which I think is really good.
Alexa Stewart, her sister Jasmine and mother Kathy are showing me around this flourishing garden which sits right on the curb in Fitzroy Road in Newcastle.
We have awesome, really good broccoli that we've just gotten that was like really, really big. Yep.
And is the idea that other people can come and pick it?
Yeah.
We really do encourage people to come and pick stuff. Occasionally I'll find a few dollars in the letterbox and I know that someone must have picked something and and feel like they've got to contribute. They're very welcome to take it for free.
When Kathy and her family decided to turn their street into a transition street, they had to find out how many neighbours would be interested. Building this curbside garden was the icebreaker. They letterboxed the street to see who wanted to be involved.
We had no idea how many people would turn up, and when we saw people wandering down the street with their gardening gloves, it was just really exciting.
The next step was a little more daunting, sounding out neighbours to see if they were interested in coming to a meeting to discuss ways in which they could live more sustainably.
It's a bit of a scary thing, you know, to approach people, even if you know them, but probably more so strangers, and say, hey, I've come across this great program and it involves coming to neighbours' houses and getting to know each other and talking about these issues around sustainability. You know, that's a challenging thing.
The transition movement is designed as a bottom-up plan to save the planet. Neighbours get together to discuss the big issues of food, consumption, power and waste and what they can do. The movement's Bible is a workbook which guides discussion at these street get-togethers.
In some ways it is a little like a book club. You know, you read the chapter, you get together, you discuss it, you talk about what you want to do as a result of reading that chapter.
We did a couple of water challenges where we had to live off, I think it was one bucket of water per person for a whole day. That was quite hard.
What other kinds of things are you challenged by with transition streets?
Oh, there was another challenge where every time we opened the fridge, we had to put 5 cents in a jar to show how much electricity you were wasting every time you open the fridge, something that you don't even think about when you're doing it normally.
Just going for a bike ride, using bikes as transport, so going to the market, that's when we started probably riding to the market a lot more, and Alexa started riding to school as well. But yeah, just thinking about the bike differently from just being a recreational thing, that you use it as a mode of transport.
What I really like about transition movement is that it's about creating what we want rather than protesting about what we don't want.
Transition was originally inspired by the concept of peak oil and the growing realisation that the Earth's resources weren't infinite. Graham Stewart helped set up the first Australian streets here in Newcastle.
I guess we're concerned about climate change, resource depletion and skewed economy. So through transition movement, we're really interested in how can we create local economies that are low carbon, have less of an environmental impact.
Does anybody want a wine or a cup of tea?
At a very relaxed and neighbourly Sunday night dinner at Kathy and Graham's home in Fitzroy Road, I meet some of the other transitioners.
My name's Michelle. I live in this street, Fitzroy Road, and was invited along by my neighbours. I came along to meet the people in my street, and then I was also interested in sustainability. It's always in the back of my mind, but this brings it to the forefront and makes me more aware
So what things have changed about how you live your life?
Well, I do have a garden in my backyard now, a vegetable patch. I try and not stay in the shower as long as what I used to stay in the shower. Try and think about what I buy when I go to the growers market. I try and buy what I only need so that I don't throw too many things away. Whereas before you go, oh, I might need that, I might need this, but you end up not needing it and throwing more things away. Whereas now I go back if I need more.
Knowing that other people are doing it as well makes it easier to do.
It does make it easier, thinking that you're not the only person. And having done this, it's nice to know everybody in your street. Like, I know a lot more people in my street now. And when I drive past, I like the fact that I wave to people that I never once knew and often stop off and say, do you have coriander or do you have mint? Or I haven't got any in my garden at the moment, and just grab things from other people's gardens. I love doing that.
Virginia Hanlon. This time I've lived here 7 years. I grew up in Newcastle and lived for many, many, many years.
But you're back and you're part of Transition Streets. Yes. Can you tell me what effect it's had on your life?
I think it made me realise how many people are very interested in sustainability, not just maybe my hippie friends. You know, a lot of people were actually already doing a lot and were very keen to learn a lot more, because you think you know a lot, but it's not till you actually read the workbook or with people who are very well informed that you learn a lot of other ways of being more sustainable. And
so what did you learn?
Well, now I have a really good garden at the back of my house, which was only concrete. So I'm growing things in the garden, and that's a challenge where I live, being on the ocean. And just I can call on the neighbours whenever I need anything for all kinds of things. You know, who's got this? We share things in the street. I don't need a mower, but that kind of thing. And people did start sharing their things. We'd let one another know what we had, and so you don't all have to have it.
Once neighbours get into the swing of it, each transition street seems to find its own way. From communal solar power setups to car sharing clubs, and even in one case, the setting up of a community cinema. Here in Fitzroy Road, everyone liked the idea of getting more ethical about food. Kathy's found herself running a bulk organic food buying scheme, dubbed Transition Newcastle Pantry.
I have a massive spreadsheet. We have about $2,000 worth of food arriving on a big pallet in a truck, and it takes over one of our rooms in our house and the entrance, where we set up folding tables and unpack all the food. And then, you know, for example, we might have a 5 kilo bag of almonds, and out of that there'll be 6 or 7 people. Some people are getting 2 kilos, some people are getting 250 grams. A few of us get together on a day and work our way through this massive amount of food. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Fun and connection are the words that constantly come up. The transition movement worldwide is keen to show that it is making an environmental difference, and it does quite a bit of measuring of carbon emissions reduced, water saved, and household budgets slashed. But all the evaluations note that what people rate highest is the new sense of neighbourliness.
We have everything, but we're disconnected, and we watch reality on television rather than actually being involved in it.
Will Vorobyov was the founder of Transition Newcastle.
The idea of our separateness is very new. It's a very new experiment in the world. Healthy neighbourhoods where people know each other. People actually live longer, is what the research tells us. And they look out for each other, and we care for each other. So, again, at the heart of all this is the notion that we need our communities because we need to care for each other, and that builds a much richer and a more satisfying kind of life.
Should governments be involved in this? Like, I mean, it looks as though it would be a good way to push policy if it has all these advantages to people. Do you have ambitions to get noticed by government, to get funded by government?
We'd love to be funded by government. They certainly were in the UK. And it has possibilities of pushing policy insofar as these are things governments should be picking up. But the movements often start with people, and then the politics tends to follow. So we're providing something that hopefully down the track will be actually incorporated as government policy, and the government will see that it's not just endless growth and the profit imperative that drives everything in government, but actually the people who live in the places.
I would love to sort of close off the ends and have a grass patch right down the middle where we could have fruit trees, we could have chicken coops, we could have just picnic areas where families can meet in the middle of the street and kids could play safely because the ends of the street are sort of gated off, and it would just be a community within itself. I mean,
yeah, that's a village you're talking about.
It is, isn't it? But I've always thought that would just be wonderful.
It's a catchy idea. Transition has spread to the US. It's mirrored in Europe by an emerging network of social streets. And a quick internet search will turn up transition streets and even towns in every state in Australia. There are now 11 transition streets in Newcastle and plans in the pipeline for many more, and a developing trend of curbside veggie gardens.
Yes, certainly people are planting veggies on the verges.
Do you find that you never know who your neighbours are until you organise something like this and people just come out of the woodwork?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you don't know what people's passions are and how interested they are in doing things together. It's been amazing. Here comes a neighbour already. Hello! Come over. What have you got, Michelle?
Annie Hastwell there. And the Newcastle Council is about to launch a search for 50 eco champions to take transitions even further into the streets of that town.